everybody. It's time for the Gold Country, Old Country radio show. And, you know, I was looking. I left a stack of records out here. And look at the first one. It's about drinking beer. You know, somebody saw that, what we were, the stack of records. And guess who showed up? Cousin Lou. I think she thinks we're going to have some beer today. Free beer, too.
Hello.
Cousin Lou. We haven't seen you for in a while. I was wondering what happened to you.
Where have you been?
It's a long story.
Okay, and now the rest of the show.
Okay, all right, I'll get to it later.
Hey, cousin,
I'm written down.
I'm sorry to interrupt you like that, because you know what? I have to tell people that this show is brought to you by the Davis Ranch and Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. You know, they want to thank everybody who patronized the stand last year, and now that it's winter, you know, they're closed just for a while, plus it's so muddy. But they're getting ready for the 2023 growing season. And the produce is, while it's closed down right now, they're getting everything ready. And as soon as the asparagus is ready, they'll be right back open. So that's the Davis Ranch. You can call them at 916-682-2658. And you can also visit them on the web. You can confirm by visiting them on the web at davisranchproduce.com. Was that Cousin Lou, or was that some sort of recording? Wasn't her, was it? Anyway, they're located on Highway 16 in Slough House, where produce...
You know who it could have been.
It's a Dolores Larrigan. As fresh as it gets. Is Dolores Larrigan as fresh as it gets? No, no, the produce stand is. Dolores Larrigan is our number one listener. You know what else she's number one at? She's like the number one fan at the girls' basketball games up in Jackson,
really?
Too. So, Cousin Lou, you brought... did you bring any records or make?
No, I brought donuts though.
Did you really?
Yeah. I got some eclairs. Fritters?
Hey.
You ever had?
Earl, what's an eclair?
I don't know. Where are they?
Have you ever had an eggplant fritter?
No, but where are they at?
Eggplant fritter.
They're right there on the table.
Oh.
Right there.
Ooh. Oh! There they are.
It's between those two olies. You know that actually looks pretty good. You ever had a fritter? What's a fritter? What's it?
A fried thing.
Is it really?
You can make anything into a fritter.
You know,
throw it in the grease and fry it.
I was wondering why we didn't smell your socks over there, because those pastries, they smell good.
Speaking of socks, yes. I've had this thing going on for a while now. I keep smelling dirty socks everywhere I go. Like, I think it's on the inside of my nose.
Oh, so you're serious right
nice
now.
Nice music.
Well, maybe if you would drink a beer, it would go away. And I got just a song from Roger Miller for that. On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you want to holler, howdy-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so we help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered-up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho. Don't you know, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag-a
trap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll again.
When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Well, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again. When I heard something behind me, I turned around and there was a big old car. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah,
when you're hot, hot, you're hot.
You're hot.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot.
Well, when he took us into court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friend a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you hot, you hot. When you not, you not.
He let my friend go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you hot, you hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing.
Did you put that song in there for Cousin Lou? Oh, geez, when she's hot, she's hot. Good for her. Good for you. Hey, I wanted to tell you something.
I'm not sure if it's your cousin or my cousin. I'm finding that out.
We went over this years ago. We are all cousins.
Are we really?
Yes.
I didn't know. You know, I think I heard that on the party line one time.
Twice removed.
Twice removed?
Trice.
Trice? Okay, hey, anyway, hey, I wanted to tell you something about, you know, we did Chug-a-Lug, the bear. I have a bear story about Slough House. I'd kind of like to tell it. Can I tell it after listening to Johnny Cash?
Sure.
On KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Living on Tulsa time. living on Tulsa time. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town. Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat. 'Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But then laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. Never lead you around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man.
Well, now we got mad in a fever, harder than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about.
You know what that song's about, don't you?
Jackson.
Yeah. I'm surprised he did a song about Jack. Did he record that here or up in Jackson when he did it? Jackson, California?
I have a very good friend that's got a son named Jackson.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. That's a great name.
Remember the mathematician guy up in Jackson? Chris Lucky. Remember him?
Oh,
we talked
yeah.
about him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. What about him?
His son.
Is his son named Jackson?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Doesn't he have a daughter named Keeley? Oh, wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
Who are we talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
Keeley. I was listening to a record the other day. It was Louis Prima. And his wife was Keeley. Keeley
really?
Smith. Oh, she was spectacular. We should get a Louis Prima record in here. Wouldn't okay. be classic. Anyway, so the beer story is, years ago, in the Slough House Bar, I'm talking maybe the 1950s or even 1940s, Signorati was a hop grower there. Avellina Signorati. And beer was a nickel a beer. It was 5 cents. How do you raise the price on a beer? You don't go 6 cents or 7 cents. You just go to the next... So they raised it from a nickel to a dime. And you know what? That's 100% increase. And you
really?
Know what? He never went back when they raised the price. He said, I'm not going back. It's a dime now. So the story was he never went back. And this guy's
back
grandfather, the Slough House Bar.
Oh.
I wonder if that's when Bud Goodson ran it. But anyway, a nickel to a dime.
Was the picture there then?
Oh, the black velvet picture? It must have been. Have we found that? I wonder. Hey, maybe you can help us. Cousin Lou, we're looking for the black velvet picture up on the wall.
Like the Elvis. The Elvis on
no.
it?
No,
it was a pretty girl.
Oh.
Well, scantily.
Yeah. Scantily dressed, you might say. How about this?
Maybe I think we could listen to one of those oddcasts, or what do they call them?
Podcasts?
Something like that.
How about we listen to a few commercials and take a break?
Okay, I'm going to look it up on the internet in the meantime.
All right. Well, we'll be right back on KVGC Radio, M1340, FM 96.5. Hello again, everybody. Guess what? Hey, Catherine and Lou, we need a little bit of help from you.
Okay.
It is the second half of the first half of the show. Now, if you took four halves, that would be two, so we didn't want that. We want four quarters. That's the first.
Two bits.
That's the first
bits,
half.
Two bits.
Yeah.
So, I'll stand up and holler.
So we are essentially entering the third quarter of the first half. All right. You know, this isn't working. You know who could help us on this?
12th birthday.
It is Amador Plumbing, because they would tell you if you have any plumbing needs, big or small, need them done right away, call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. They'll be out there right away. And before they get started, they'll give you a free estimate. That's, and also clap when the job's done. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's Amador Plumbing at 223-2204.
I got a plumbing question.
Okay, good.
How many flushes is normal?
You mean on, like, one usage?
Yeah? Yeah, I mean, is...
We've only had our flush toilet for not very long, so we're still getting used to it.
Yeah, we were using the outhouse.
We can't really help you on that.
Huh. I got an outhouse joke, too, but I'm not sure you can say it on the radio. Actually, I think you could.
No, you can't.
The punchline is...
No,
here's the punchline. I'm not going down there for 35 cents.
No, they're having trouble with the people downstairs.
Oh, is that your punchline?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. You know, I think this is why you and I are always so lonesome, because of our stupid jokes.
Well, we laugh at each other's jokes.
I know, but they're good ones. You know, it's interesting. We told those two of the greatest punchlines ever, and Cousin Lou just rolled her eyes. You have a better punchline? No.
I can't. I just got shut down. I can't say it.
Okay. Well, with that, being that we are some lonesome guys sometimes, I have a song for that. Is it Darth Vader's lonesome too? Hey, play this song, would you?
Okay.
On KVGC Radio and 1340 FM 96.5.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool that's blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me. I bet she's not like me. She's out fancy free. Flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything from A to Z. I'm fancy free, flirting with the boys with all her charms. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I've thought of everything.
Yeah. I hear footsteps slowly walking as they gently walk across a lonely floor, and a voice is softly saying, darling, this will be goodbye forevermore. There goes my reason for living. There goes the one of my dreams. My memory turns back the pages. I can see the happy years we had before. Now the love that kept this old heart beating has been shattered by the closing of a door.
So that's how the rest of that joke goes, okay? So it was kind of funny when you heard the whole joke, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wasn't it? A little bit?
Hilarious.
Oh, shoot. Was that your only possession? Anyway, so did you guys understand that joke the way I told it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was just kind of curious as to where we were in the show. I lost track.
You said there was a guy in the outhouse. Another guy goes in. The guy that's in the outhouse already stands up. 35 cents falls out of his pocket.
Or some change or something, yeah.
And he takes his wallet out, pulls out a $10
bill,
throws it in there. And the guy says, what'd you do that for? And he said, because I'm not going in there for 35 cents.
Pretty much that's the joke. I think it's funnier when I tell it. Who's it funnier with?
Well, I'd say...
Come on now.
Well, can you tell me why? Tell me why?
I don't know.
Hey, play this song. Maybe it'll help.
Let me
see.
Yeah.
Would it?
Staring in your eyes.
KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Time when the feathers flew, you're running a wild, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you when you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man.
Tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why?
Why?
but I've heard say every little dog is gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause you're certainly not just a little puppy yet. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. What I should have done was quit you way back then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door.
Tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry. I can't help but love you till the day that I die. So tell me why, baby, why, baby, why, baby, why.
Gave up on me. I'm looking for blue eyes. I've got to find him, 'cause something tells me he's looking for me. There was a time when blue eyes said he'd love no other. His one and only love he swore I'd be. There was a time when his blue eyes saw clearer than mine did. Storms and rain, tears and pain bring me. I'm looking for blue eyes. I've got to find him, 'cause something tells me he's looking for me. I'm looking for blue eyes. Has anyone seen him?
Do you think she had blue eyes? 'Cause apparently, okay, Cousin Lou has green eyes. Hazel, I have kind of hazel. What color are your eyes? Are they gray?
Red.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, bloodshot red. Well, tell me why, looking for blue eyes. Hey, by the way, no, so you're going to, are you going to have some beers with some lady friends later?
Maybe.
You know what, if you want, we have a couple oldies you could take with you.
Where? Can we go?
Yeah, and can we go too?
No.
Really?
We'll
okay.
Sit in the back. We'll sit in the back.
We don't even know where she's gone. I wonder if she's going to that old Slough House, the new Slough House place. What's the name of that new bar or restaurant?
Slough House Kitchen.
It's called The Kitchen? Really?
Yep, and it's delicious.
You know, we got to go check that out. By the way, we have three people here today. Do we have to split our paycheck three ways?
No.
Good, because...
Wait a minute. What? I get a paycheck?
No.
Oh, wait, hold on. You're breaking up on me. Let's hold on. Let's take a take a break. We'll be right back on KVGC Radio,
AM 1340
FM 96.5. I don't care where she goes. Yeah, you know this is. I'm a little off kilter today.
Did I tell you about the story about asbestos?
Yeah, but I just told that to Cousin Lou. I think I may have offended her.
Okay.
Do you have a story too about asbestos?
Yeah.
Is it the same one that I just told and embarrassed myself with?
Yeah.
That one? All right. Then how's it go? Can you tell it?
No.
Really?
What?
Okay. See, we're all off kilter right now. How about this? This show is being brought to you by the Davis Ranch and Slough House, where produce is as fresh as it gets. They're closed right now for two reasons. One, it's the off-season. Nothing's growing. And two, it got kind of muddy over there. But you know what? They're working on their equipment, getting everything ready for the coming year. And they'll be open as soon as the asparagus is ready. You have any asparagus in that bag?
Get out of that bag.
Yes.
Well, oh, wait. Do you still have any of the pastries left? Wait, what is in there?
Look at little baby candies.
Oh, gosh. I want some of that pastry. But anyway, the Davis Ranch, they're closed right now, but they'll be open when the asparagus is ready. And you can call them at 916-682-2658 for recorded information. That's 916-682-2658. And they don't have a party line either. Like we do right here. By the way, somebody spilled some pastry on our phone over there. That rotary dial.
Spilled some pastry.
No. Well, we haven't had that
icing.
In the past.
It's just icing.
So that's the Davis Ranch and Slough House, located on Highway 16, where produce is as fresh as it gets. Okay. Is there any time to do music, or are we done for the day?
I think we're done for the day.
Really?
Yep.
Wait, hold on a second. Cousin Lou has a song that she wants us to listen to.
Okay.
Actually, we have a song that she should listen to. Anyway, it's Willie Nelson and Waylon on KVGC Radio, AM 1340, FM 96.5.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. And each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
If you can find it in your heart to just forgive, I'll come back and live the way you wanted me to live. All I want is just to be your girl. I hear another dirty joke. All I want is just to be your girl. Please come and get me and take me to
I kind of like Tammy Wynette.
Have you seen that new George Jones Tammy
Wynette? No, have you seen it? Of course, we would have to get a TV to see that. Okay, Cousin Lou, have you seen it? It's on, is it on HBO, I guess?
I don't know.
Anyways, about Tammy Wynette and George Jones.
Maybe we can stream it.
How completely messed up they were. I guess it was more messed up than that other show showed.
Yeah.
Other show showed. Anyway, no, I'd like to see that. I really would.
You too.
But, do you know anybody who has HBO? We can go watch it at their house.
No.
Do you know anybody who's not on a party line other than the Davis Ranch? Do you know anybody who wants to hear Mel McDaniel? Hey, wait a second. I have a question for you, but I don't want Cousin Lou to hear this.
Okay. I'll cover my eyes.
Does Cousin Lou? Okay. Okay, I'm not wearing blue jeans, and you're not wearing blue jeans. Do you think Cousin Lou is?
It still keeps popping up. Netscape not supported. What does that mean?
What are you looking at over there? Are you looking at the fax machine?
No, I'm trying to get on the internet here. Keep saying.
It's because it's not the internet, it's the interweb. Okay, in the meantime, is it okay to play this song for Cousin Lou? Mel McDaniel?
Sure.
Okay, on KVGC Radio, M1340 from 96.5.
Down on the corner, by the traffic light, everybody's looking. As she goes by, they turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their window. While she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Well, up on Main Street, by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely, and all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The
knew it's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see. Biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. A movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. But then I know that you will plainly see. Biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Well, that's an interesting song to play with Cousin Lou here. You're not offended there, are you?
No.
Have you ever been in the movies?
No offense meant, no offense taken.
No, but I was a stage manager in sixth grade when they made Great Expectations.
You know what? We better regroup and try to figure out what we're going to do for the rest of the show. Can we take a little break right now?
Let's do it.
On KVGC Radio, M1340, FM 96.5. Hello again, everybody. You know, I had some records set aside here, and Cousin Lou came over, took them away, and brought a whole new stack of records. And it made me kind of mad. And then I looked at it, and I thought, you know, I kind of like these songs, so I have to give you a little credit there.
Thank you.
You have some good ones. I don't know. Anyway, no, that's Patsy Cline. Hey, these last two records, they smell kind of funny. They don't have labels
on
them.
Socks.
I think they smell like beer.
Okay.
The last two records. But anyway, hey, before we go to that, you know, you did pick out some good songs. So, Little George Jones, Patsy Cline. We already played Tammy Wynette. In the meantime, George Jones on KVGC Radio, M1540 at 96.5.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made. Guess I'm paying for the things that I have done. If I could go back, miles I've run, but I'm still losing. This game of life I played, losing and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, I wouldn't be here today. Living, dying with the choices I've made. Living and dying with the choices I've made.
If you got leaving on your mind, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If you got leaving on your mind, if there's a new
ask you, are those tears coming down? That made you sad, huh? Oh gosh, Patsy Cline, you know she sang the best songs.
I got an idea.
What's that?
Let's go get some cardboard, and we'll go back up over the hill and see if Cousin Lou wants to go with us, and we'll slide down the hill.
Slide down the hill, right?
The cardboard.
Look at you know what's at the bottom of that hill, don't you?
I know.
Mud.
I know.
I don't.
Shall we wait till spring?
You know it. It doesn't slide well on green grass. It slides well on dry grass.
How about if we light a trash burner on fire and throw some cans?
Aerosol cans. Oh, that is so much fun.
How long are you going to be here? Can you be here through the night?
No. New. Back on the road.
Really? So you're back on the road. How long are you going to be away? We can see you maybe next week or something?
Back. I'm supposed to check back in by 5 o'clock.
Or they'll come looking for me.
Well, you know who's
it's a work release thing. You know.
I know. That's what I said. I was trying to be polite.
I was wondering what that thing was on your ankle.
I know. That's not brand new jewelry.
Was it a? I thought it was a copper bracelet. Oh, maybe it is.
That's nice though.
Hey, by the way, I want to mention that Amador Plumbing. If you have any plumbing needs, big or small, need them done right away. Call Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. They'll be out there right away. They get the job done right. But he's got a good staff, too. And they also give you a good free estimate. That's Amador Plumbing at 223-2204. Okay, I have no idea what these last two records are, other than they smell like somebody spilled an ole on them.
All right.
It's funny, I said I liked them, and I think I liked them because of the smell. Cousin Lou, you want to give us an idea? What are these last two records? Do you have any idea?
Well, we got, looks like, I like beer.
Tom T. Hall.
Was that Tom T. Hall?
Mm-hmm.
Big Old Brew says for the other one. Is that Mel McDaniel?
There's no label on the record.
Big Old Brew and a Little Old You. That was scratched in on the one side of the record. Well, they sound like good records. Want to play them?
Yeah.
Go ahead on KVGC Radio, AM 1340 at 96.5.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes
shift at the plant, and I work on the outside. Not a lot, rather be back home making love to my new bride. And it's only two things that I want when I'm back in my double wide, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Now I know you're working every day just as hard as I do. If I didn't think that, I might have loved you, but I wouldn't have said I do. And there's only two things in the world I need to get close to, and that's a big old brew and a little old you. Well, I got both ends of meeting in the middle, but I can't seem to get them tied. I don't care, long as I know you'll be by my side.
in the middle, but I can't seem to get them tied. I don't care, long as I know you'll be by my side. Well, I ain't gonna work as hard every day of my lifetime. One of these days, everything that I want's gonna be mine. But if it ain't, that'll be all right, as long as there's sunshine and a big old brew.
Wow, what a couple of good songs. You know, I have to give you credit, Cousin Lou. We could use a little bit of help once in a while picking songs, and those are good ones.
Do you can't stay to throw aerosol cans at the fire?
Oh, nope. Just for a little while. You know what's good about it is you throw them into that burn barrel, and it takes like 40 seconds, and you think, God, they haven't exploded yet.
We did last Saturday for Chinese New Year. We didn't have firecrackers, so we threw in four of them at one time.
I know. And we're told that it's really good for the environment, too. All the stuff going into the air. It helps with, like, the ozone layer or something. Didn't we hear that?
I think.
Actually, we better not talk about this. Could we be indicted on this stuff?
We could.
Okay. The names you have heard on the show have been changed to protect the guilty. And that would be us, wouldn't it? All right. Well, so do we have anything else? Let's see. The show is brought to you by the Davis Ranch, by Amador Plumbing. We picked up some really good songs. Hey, I have a question for you, Cousin Lou. Can you help us get some more music for this show? We're running out of records.
I can. I mean, I got Donna Summer at home.
Hold on.
Bobby Goldsboro. Yeah.
Okay. Shake up the trailer and see what falls out.
I know. We got to do that. It. And also, check to see if you can find that black velvet painting. We have been looking all over for that thing for years.
With the clown. I got one with the clown with the tears coming down.
Oh, that's a good one, too. So, Danny, we don't want to mention anybody else.
Dolores Larrigan.
Well, you didn't do that
very
well.
It's like this.
Dolores Larrigan. Well, that's
bad. We'll all do it together. Ready?
Dolores Larrigan.
Oh, wow. What a way to end the show. I think that's going to put a smile on old Dolores.
I think so.
Well, good for her. So, we'll see you all next week on KVGC Radio, AM 1340 FM 96.5.